Was it a joke? Was it a Halloween costume? This Odour, is that his name? Roughneck
Odour. Oh,
this
dude.
Guy's tarp on top of his head. Like, that's got to be a joke, right? Did, no. Does he wear a wig and he took off his... Like, was the wig stuck in his helmet? Or
he has vaulted to the top of the list of who needs to go Messier.
The salad rebuild?
The like salad guy, rebuild. I don't know when we're doing edition two, but he and the former head coach of the Capitals are 1 and 1B.
Him and Todd Reirden. I just, honest, people were sending it to me going like, here's Noodles.
Noodles Odour.
Yeah, I saw that one. I thought that was very funny. But like,
Keith's saying the guy's 26 years old.
No, he's not old. Yeah, he was young when he clocked Batista. He'd only been in the league for a year or two.
I don't know. Somebody
I thought he was older
than
that. But.
Send in the picture because I honestly, there's no way that's real. Like, it's got to be Photoshopped or something.
Well, okay, let's explain it a little bit for the audience if you missed it. And I don't know if we should have thought of this and tagged it and sent it to TV. We should be playing this on a loop for 3 hours
on TSN. I forgot about it until, like, today. Somebody
yeah,
sent it
that's
to me.
On us because we're jamming Megan up here pretty badly because I bet
Sorry,
you she's
Megan.
Searching for it. We should have sent it to her. But Roughneck Odour, and I don't know, was this a recent clip? Is this one that had been in the... Out in
no
YouTube
idea.
For a while.
I have no idea, but somebody sent it to us last night, like tagged us. And
yes.
I'm like, oh my God, look at that. And to me, it was like, it was.
So
like
he's running out
of
single. Let me explain it. We keep talking about it. We haven't actually explained it.
Okay.
He's running out. You know, he chops a ball, you know, a ground ball, wherever he chops it and runs it out. He gets thrown out at first. And I believe it was to end the inning. So you know how it works in the bigs. You drop your helmet, you know, you take your glove off, maybe you take your elbow pad off, leave it there, and you start walking to your position. And
right.
Someone's going to run out with your cap and with your glove. And it looked like that's what he was doing. But when he was leaning down to take off his helmet, his hair fell out and was stuck to the top of his head, top of his helmet. And all of a sudden, he had a full...
Skullet.
Like,
yeah,
basically.
He had a skullet. Like, basically, it was a full toilet bowl and then hair on the side. But, like, it seemed to me like it was like if he wore a wig, the wig fell off in his helmet.
Yes, exactly what
like
happened.
It looked like a skit from The Naked Gun. Like, that's all I could think about because I'm like, that is not real. But I've pulled up a picture on, like, I actually Googled it, just Odour hair. And it is everywhere on the internet.
Okay, like, so it must have happened last night then, or at least in the last day or two. But
it is horrifying.
Yeah,
like it's not just like he's going thin. It's almost like he shaved right down the middle of his head, but then there's like thick hair on the side and a beard to match.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, and he's not a big guy anyway. Not that it matters.
No,
but. Yeah, that would have been astonishing. And lucky, again, much like Fisher in right field, like you make blooper mistakes like that at Yankee Stadium in the second inning, you were getting absolutely destroyed for the rest of the game. Same thing
right.
with Odour. You know, if you're on the road and that happens and the fans catch wind of it, every time you were running back to the dugout, you are just you're going to get beat. You're getting
for
chirped.
Sure.
Constantly, and I would like to believe it will continue because we're not his biggest fan anyway.
No.
With everything that happened with Bautista and the Rangers back in the 2015-2016 years. Joining us down the Maple Toyota Hotline here is Ray Ferraro. What's happening, Ray?
Sounds like I got some catching up to do here, boys.
Yeah. So Roughneck Odour.
Do we start with Odour, or do we start with the world's crappiest caddy?
Oh, did you hear about that?
Now,
he jammed me up.
Maybe a director from TSN, maybe might have been Franklin, I'm not sure, might have called ahead and said, you need to listen to this.
Ray, first of all, this idiot has his own rangefinder, the same brand as mine, and every fairway or fescue, he's like, what's the number? So this particular case, he's like, what's the number? And my thing got jammed up, and I gave him 176 hole, And then when he hit the shot, he hit this towering five iron that he was so horny about, he thought it was the greatest shot. He thought it was Tiger at the Canadian Open. It's just, and then all of a sudden this thing lands in a rat hole 25 yards over the green. So after he hit that shot, because I heard our host say, you know what, man, is it that much? And then I was like, uh-oh. I grabbed my gun again. I gunned the pin, and it said 161. I was like, I just gave this guy the wrong. And I looked at his lie when I walked down to the green because his ball was right beside the walking path. It was honestly buried in a rat hole. It was gross. And I'm like, I did that to that poor bastard.
And it's because I hit it so well.
Yeah,
like
it was
that's
a
the
pure
point,
shot.
Right? Like I hit this thing as this is the greatest five iron I could ever hit. It was into
tour.
The wind.
It was tour.
Exactly. It really was. Like it had some shape on it, and it was right over the flag, and it lands, and I'm like, whoa, like that's 15, 20 yards past. Like, what the hell was that? Like 175 into the wind, that's a five iron for me. Like all day, every day. Maybe if I stripe it, it's going to go, you know, just off the back of the green. But this thing landed 15 yards past the green.
Yeah.
And just a jam job. And I guess it's my own fault. I should have gunned it myself. But I'm thinking this guy's going to hook me up. I mean, he's never done me wrong before. Stan the caddy. But and I was sitting there even par through four holes.
Let's
I was
end this on
it.
One thing. Let's end this on one thing. Ray, do you think that's a replay of a shot?
No. There is no replays.
No, I'm just saying. I literally jammed the guy up, and I actually felt bad about it. Do you think it's fair to say, take another golf ball, and that's the proper yardage? Go ahead.
That would be the nice thing to do.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, like, fun. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, when's the last time you took a redo on the course? It's a bad break for Hayes.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, it, and don't get me wrong. If he said take it again, I would have had my six iron out so quick your head would spin
right.
And a ball on the ground. Because we were playing for skins, and you know there was some other stuff on the line, and I was not on his team.
Oh,
so.
Okay, now. That makes it even worse.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, jammed him up.
But anyway, so that was the one story. The Rougned Odor story was he was running out a ground ball or whatever, and he's out at first, and he does the old lean down to take his shin pads off and take his helmet off and leave it on the ground and walk to his position routine. But when he takes his helmet off, his wig came off with it.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't
Noodle.
Think he has a wig because he's bald anyway. He's never.
I don't
had a
know.
Wig.
It was.
So
I'm
what
telling
was
you,
it then?
It was a.
It's
it
not
was
a skunk in your helmet.
It
like,
was
what would it be?
Naked Gun skit. That's what it was. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, there's been a couple guys in the NHL that wore rugs, and one of them.
Noodle.
Was,
one of them is a goalie.
Yes, and it
you
fell off.
You know this story, right?
Yes, it's well documented.
Go ahead,
so,
Ray.
Go ahead.
This is a shutout. The goaltender comes out, the guys are like, yeah, way to go, you're the best, you know, and they're patting him on the head. Well, his mask, he's taken off at the time, and as they're patting him on the head, the covering
the
falls
carcass.
Onto the ice.
Yeah, the carcass falls,
onto the
falls
ice.
On the ice, yeah.
The worst part is, because he's a little sweaty, the thing falls flat down, it sticks. So it doesn't quite come off when he goes
Jesus
to pull it right up. Can you imagine?
That.
Like the guys would be like, "What?"
Well, he would have had to. He would have had to have been like a linesman. You know, when they try to, you know, dig up the ice to cover up the blood, he would have been like digging with his skate to get his skullet off of the ice.
Yeah. It was not good, and ever since, like even when that goalie played, and if he was backing up, he would come out with his mask on. He never took it off ever again on the ice
no,
or
you
anywhere.
Can't, hey,
around.
Noodles, you can't go to the ball cap then. It's
no.
too late.
No, no, like it was, and this, like it just shocked me because I hadn't paid attention to Odor whatsoever. I didn't know that he, you know, went Messier up top or had a skullet,
yeah.
But he has hair on the side. That's the thing that just shocked me.
Yeah.
And like that's, and I think there was hair inside. Like I think
that's
he
what
was
it looked
wearing
like to me.
A wig.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe it was just the inner part of the helmet or whatever. I don't know, but it looks.
But Hayes, he's not playing Little League baseball. These helmets, I assume, aren't being passed around from guy to guy.
No, I know that. I'm sure he's got his own bucket. I'm just saying, I don't know what the padding is like. Maybe it's a hair lining type of bucket. I have no other explanation.
Of the four guys here on this show right now, I'm fourth in talking about hair. The guys that have the longer hair on the sides and bald right up the middle, why not just take it to the wood?
Oh, it's Ally Afraidy special all-star game. You comb it up and you make like a rink boards around the skull. And Ray, that's one of our favorite stories too. He rode up the boards and got crushed against the stanchion in Madison Square Garden. We think he was half unconscious and all he cared about was reaching for his bucket. He wanted his bucket back on his head. I think there was an ambulance on the way to the rink, but he just wanted the bucket back on.
That is tough. That is tough.
Yeah, that one is tough.
Okay, it's U.S. Open week. When Steve Stricker took off his hat a couple of years ago, first, I'm like, I thought he had a full head of hair.
No. He is Todd Reardon's cousin. He's Reardon's cousin.
I didn't know that. Yes. See, guys, there are some guys that wear it so well, like some guys that just wear a baseball cap all the time, or, you know, like you just never imagine that they were balding.
Zach Johnson's not far behind him.
Well, because, on tour, you can always wear a hat. Hockey, football, you can always wear a helmet. Then you get a guy like Caruso on the Lakers, there's nothing he can do. You know, he puts a headband on, but it just, you're out there, you know, and you're living life and you're going with it. And that's fine. You know, we support it. We support
it. I told
it
you guys. I told you. I got the eye opener of a lifetime. What was that? A month ago. I think it's battling back, though. Like the whatever that is, that foam I've been putting on, the Rogaine. I think it's battling back.
Okay.
Like I haven't.
Well,
we need
updates on that. We need more pictures. We need evidence. We need
like
to.
There's no issue
the
here.
Whole trial.
There's no issue. Like I've got like a full helmet. It's just there's like a hole in the back. And even my three-year-old, I was playing with him the other day, and he's like, Daddy, you got a hole in your head. That's what he said to me. I mean,
well,
he's
you're
honest.
You're raising him appropriately. I like that.
Okay, so Noodles, I'm worried about this. What if you spill this and it slides down your back?
I don't know. Get the hairiest neck out there.
Turn into an animal. That's a perfect move.
Well, we've all played.
You gotta go Messier if you're gonna be the guy.
I'm not going messy. I've got a full head of hair.
Listen to me. If it gets to the point where if you've got a lot of mojo on the sides and the bald strip like right down up.
Oh,
and back,
I would never do that.
That's when you've got to go Messier.
If I had the reverse mohawk where it was literally that's what it would do. Has that's what he has, the toilet bowl, it's the skullet, that's what he has, skull and then hair on the side and long in the back like that. I would never do that, but it's just it was shocking, but I think I'm battling back. There's some confidence
you'll be fine.
In the
you're the Islanders, you're the Denver Nuggets or
exactly
the
I'm the Islanders right now, just hanging around. How impressed were you with the quality of that game last night, Ray?
Oh, wasn't that something to watch? Holy smokes, uncle. Like, so I'm on the text. O has the night off, so it's Pooley.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, these guys are, they're all in studio, you know, wherever they're sitting, and they're discussing, what about this, and what about this, and I'm like, yeah, I just cleaned the kitchen in the first overtime. Like, nothing happened. The shots were, what were they, 4-4 in the first overtime?
Yeah, 4-4. Yeah.
It was like nothing happened. It was, I know that you say like that's Islander style and all that, but I don't even know how to describe that. Like the guys are, like it was like they couldn't go anywhere, either team.
Well, that suits the Islanders though, doesn't it? I mean, that's what they want for two more games, or maybe more than that if they get through to a cup final. Imagine Islanders Dallas, how that's going to look. For a cup final.
But let me ask you this, guys. This will bring this right back to Toronto. Like, would you, as a Toronto fan, would you rather be watching your team play a boring style, or would you rather have more flash and dash and them watching everyone else. They're sitting at home.
Of course you take the wins. Of course you would.
Well, because I think it's a legitimate question. Because I get the sense that there are people out there that are like, the Islanders, you know, they suck. They're deep in the playoffs, and it's their style is there.
Team, hey, Noodles, if it's their team, though, they're all on board with it. Like, if the Leafs all of a sudden decided to have that that sort of style, and they were two wins away from the Cup final, people in Toronto would be on board.
I think
100%.
So.
Well, there are examples of it in the early 2000s. That Leaf team was not exactly the 85 Oilers. Like, they were trying to win 1-0 and 2-1, and they ran into Carolina, who found a way to score 3 goals in a game.
Right.
Right?
Like, yeah.
The Leafs, how many times in those runs were they winning 1-0, like 2-1? There's a Stumpy Thomas goal. He scores in overtime, I think, or they scored twice late against Philly, I want to say, in 99. And I think they were down 2-0 in the series. I don't think they had scored a goal yet. And they're late into the third period, had not scored, and they scored twice late to win game 3, and they went on to win the series, I believe. Like, think about that. You're at game 3 in the third period. I'm not sure they had scored a goal yet. And they found a way to win the series.
That's
crazy. I think this is a good point, though. If we look back just over even the last little bit, who is the team that has won that's not been very good defending? And the answer is nobody.
Well, they found, like, good teams. Like, I think Washington was a team that learned. Like,
Noodles, for sure. But they, you know, when they won, right, they defended well.
Yes, yes. And they got good goaltending, and like, it all came together. But they had to go through that process, and you have to be able to defend to win in the playoffs. It doesn't mean you can't be highly skilled. It's just, Steph and I were talking about it today, and it was an honest question. Like, would you, like, because people were complaining about the quality of the game last night, and I watched it.
Yeah,
we all were. But you're like, okay, would you take that? And I agree with you, Hayes. I don't think it's great for a casual fan. It's not good. It's not sexy where you've got, like, the Islanders.
No, if you're trying to introduce somebody to hockey last night, and that was their first experience, they'd be like, man, like.
But I think if your team is playing that, you're fine with it because it's your team deep in the playoffs. It's just there's probably a middle ground there where these high-octane teams, because Dallas was, you said this, was it yesterday, Ray, or the other day, where you said Dallas used to be a high-octane team that it learned to defend. And Washington was that. I think Pittsburgh was a high-octane team that found a way to defend a different way. When they won the cups back to back, it can happen. It's just, you got to find that balance. And the Islanders, you know, they just play a certain way.
I would rather be the team that's got the skill and learns to defend, as opposed to, you know, like I would rather be that than opposed to being the Islanders. And the reason I say that is, you can't learn past a certain point to score more goals. Your skill level will determine that. Like, if your work ethic gets to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm happy with the way our team works throughout the lineup, then we can only score at a certain point. The skill teams, they can learn to defend. Like, you can learn to work a little harder. You can learn to be a little more patient. But you can't invent goals. They're like the Islanders, to my recollection. Barzal had one chance, and then the next chance they got was Eberle's.
Yeah.
And that was about 25 minutes apart.
Yep.
Was Barzal the one that popped over his stick?
No, Barzal had like a mini breakaway.
Yeah, he was in, and Vasilevsky's, that's the scary part. He's such a good goalie, but he hasn't been busy. Like, at all. I thought Varlamov played really well last night. Like, there was a time where early on in overtime, I'm like, Tampa is going to score right now. Like,
yeah, you got to think fatigue is setting in for these guys big time. I mean, it's every other day for 2 months. It's
don't forget, too, like, the players want to play these as fast as they can now. Like, LeBron was talking about, if had they wrapped this up last night, like, the finals were starting Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the guys are like, okay, we've been in this long enough, let's just keep playing.
No kidding.
I think this has got to hurt the Islanders more. But, man, Tampa's a different team without Braden Point.
Well, yeah, and that's hanging over them now, right? Like Cooper almost sounded like he's not waiting for him to return anytime soon.
He sounded like a lawyer.
Yeah, he did.
We might not see him again, but he might play next game.
Yeah, that's a big hit, too. Like, the one thing I've noticed about the Islanders is it's they're taking a little piece of Tampa every game, just chipping, mm-hmm. you know, like Komarov. Like, they're finishing checks. It's a little push here. Like, they're just, you know, and Kucherov, he looked injured last night. Like, he came up, I don't know if it was his back or he got twisted. He ended up finishing the game, and I think he's fine. But
there's one guy that wants point back more than John Cooper, is that Kucherov.
Yep. I agree. Like, Sorelli's a nice player, but he's not Stamkos or no. Point. So
he was starting to look frustrated last night. He was wearing that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it might be waiting for him again tomorrow night. You know, we'll see. Well, we'll break it down tomorrow at 5. Good stuff, buddy, as always.
Have you guys, you got another golf match planned?
I don't know when we're going to get out again. I'm taking a lot of heat, though, because, again, I trusted the gun and... That's on
when
me.
When you have your own one.
That's
yeah it's
exactly.
The same thing as mine, but he asked me for it.
Yep, that one's
Why
on me.
Why would you ask, Hayes, instead of reaching into your bag and, like...
I don't know. He has slope on his, and I don't, and it was...
Yeah.
Maybe that made the adjustment. I don't know, just to keep him on his toes. And...
Do you want to know what the goofiest and weirdest part with, like, golfing and during these times? I was riding in the cart today with Hayes, and we're basically right beside each other, and there's a plastic partition in the golf cart in separating us. I was like looking at him, and there's this big giant piece of plastic that you're not allowed to like talk. I don't know. It was so I was like I kind of I don't know if I like this or don't like this.
It's awkward.
This past weekend, I'm driving. The guy's beside me in that plexiglass on the other side. I can't hear him, but he's talking away. I get out to my ball. Now he's going to drive to his. He reaches around the front of the plexiglass to try and grab the wheel, but now he can't get to the gas pedal. And he looked like he was playing Twister in there. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'll just wait. And he just sat there.
Yeah, I've tried that move too. I'm like, can I drive this thing from over here? Like,
and by the way, Hayes, don't be afraid to shuffle a little bit when I'm trying to gather my belongings in the middle of the cart. There was a few lean-ins where I was struggling and you wouldn't even budge. I'm
well,
like,
you sent me a message on the first one. You almost took the plexiglass down. You're leaning into this thing, trying to get your phone or whatever, and I'm like, where do you want me to go, dude?
It's I don't a, know, dude. Just
it's
shuffle
a tractor
over.
Trailer.
I've never felt like more of a fat ass in my life, leaning into that golf
cart. The second one was one of the heaviest leans of all time.
Yeah, and it was a fat ass special, that
it
one.
It was a lean. It was a lean. And the plexi held up, and I would be on the IL potentially if I was in the majors, but I held up. We're all good. So, we'll keep you posted on that, too. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be reviewing Tigers round, 5 a.m.
Yes, we will.
We'll be up and at it.
Can't wait. All right, buddy, we'll do it
later,
tomorrow
boys.
5. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It is Maple Toyota's birthday, and they're giving away gifts, and they're giving you the gifts this month. Buy any new vehicle and receive a free gift. Red Tag savings continue with rates from 0%.